Ted Nugent fans, you are not going to be hearing those scorching riffs, as you may have expected to, on August 2nd and 3rd. Ted Nugent will not be playing the Emerald Queen Casino. The Puyallup tribe objects to the rockers' recent comments about the president. Mr. Nugent spoke about Obama at a recent concert in Texas on July 6th.
You are in the presence of the number one man that the president hates more than anybody in the whole world.
It wasn't his first diatribe. In the past, he's called President Obama a subhuman mongrel and other things I'm not allowed to say on the radio. Well, John Weimer is public information officer for the Puyallup tribe. He explained why the tribe canceled Nugent's upcoming appearances.
Some of the recent remarks about Obama, and we believe that there was also some remarks about Native Americans being less than human. You know, Indians have dealt with racism for years, if not hundreds of years, and they're very sensitive to this.
The Puyallup tribe's John Weimer says it cost the tribe thousands of dollars to break their contract with Ted Nugent. He wouldn't say how many thousand, but when the city of Longview, Texas canceled Ted Nugent's July 4th show, it cost them $16,000. Charles R. Cross is a music writer and critic here in Seattle. Jeannie Yandel talked with him earlier about the rise of lucrative casino shows for artists and to get some history on artists whose political views affected their lives and their listeners.
Every casino that's a major casino in the Northwest now has a big room, and their concept is pretty simple. Let's bring people in for music, and they'll stay and they'll gamble. So in the last two decades, the casinos nationwide have become a huge part of the music touring network. And as record sales have gone down and downloading has still decimated the industry, touring has become one of the only ways that almost any musician makes any kind of dough. So it's a very important part of the business.
So then why would Ted Nugent continue to be politically outspoken, especially since there's a little bit of a history here in the Northwest of tribes canceling his appearances? The Coeur d'Alene tribe just canceled him recently as well.
Well, there's a simple reason, and that's because Ted Nugent's an idiot. The reason that Ted Nugent does this is simply because he's Ted Nugent. He can't stop himself. He's got diarrhea of the mouth. He's been like this for 35 years in the music business. And anyone who's ever covered him, including the magazine I used to edit, he said crazy and outrageous stuff to us at the time. But now in the world of social media and video being captured, when somebody says something kooky at a campaign appearance in the middle of Ohio, it suddenly goes everywhere. So in some ways, that's what the story really is how everything that artists used to do in private suddenly now become public in a digital world.
I know there are probably lots of examples you could point to of artists getting backlash in social media for a political statement that they made, but can you think of any recent examples that really stand out?
You know, one of the controversies we had even in the last week that was Seattle-related was Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam came out on stage and said that he thought, you know, that the war in between Israel and, I guess it's a, you have to call it a war, between Israel and Hamas should stop, that Israel should stop their bombardment. And he also played John Lennon's Imagine. And if you would think a song would not be controversial, it would be a song that says, imagine a world of love and imagine a world of peace and a world without hate. But even that comment by Eddie Vedder sparked somewhat of a social media storm where there were Israeli fans who felt that he unfairly criticized the choices that they had to make. And if you go online and look at some of the fan forums, you can see some of these Israeli fans responding and saying, Eddie, we're being missiled. You know, please have more understanding of our cause. So something even like that can spring up and affect a performer. You know, I still believe Pearl Jam will probably tour Israel at some point in the future, but there were performers who canceled their tours of Israel even in the last week, and it was less about safety and then not wanting to make a political statement. Historically, in the music business, we go back to South Africa. We go back to bands that toured South Africa, you know, Queen being a great example, and many people hated Queen after that or wouldn't go see their concerts because they'd gone to a nation that you know, supported apartheid. So politics and music have been forever intertwined as soon as the backstory of musicians began. And what's interesting is that when I was growing up in the era of buying vinyl and maybe occasionally reading a music magazine, I knew none of the backdrop. I bought Ted Nugent albums in the 70s. I didn't know that he was that big of a yahoo at that point. But as the world of media expanded and as the rock business became became a business, that shifted. Rock stars are not just singers, they are also brands now.
I'm talking with music writer and critic Charles R. Cross about the news that Ted Nugent will not be playing at the Emerald Queen Casino in early August. The Puyallup tribe canceled those shows. But we're also talking about the larger picture, what happens when artists are politically outspoken and they get backlash for it. You talked about buying Ted Nugent records when you were younger, in part because you didn't know.
And I regret that. I have those albums now and I can't sell them on eBay for even a penny.
Well, I have to ask, as a fan, do you think it was better to not know that much about the people who made music that you liked?
I do. And even as a music critic and as a journalist, there's certain things I kind of don't want to know or people I don't want to meet. Frankly, many of the people I've met in the business have been somewhat disappointments, meeting them and seeing that it's a job, or which of course I know, but it breaks that fallacy. One of the great things about a song is that when you listen to a song on a radio or on your stereo, it always feels like the singer is singing to you. There's a personal connection with great music. And I want to continue that relationship that as a listener I have with the music. But the more you know about the person and the more you absorb the rest of their life and the more public they are and the more political they are, frankly, whatever side they're on, that suddenly affects the way you listen to the music. Best music of all time comes to you as a blank slate. It touches you without any of that backstory.
Music writer and critic Charles R. Cross on what happens when musicians' political views overshadow their work. He spoke with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. As a final note, Ted Nugent is still playing at the Clark County Fair on August 5th. We called the organizers of the fair to ask whether Nugent's comments about the president were giving them cat scratch fever. They didn't get back to us. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.